Now turn to part four. You'll hear an interview with Sheila McLennan, whose daughter Liz takes part in gymnastics competitions. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Sheila McLennan is here with me today to talk about her daughter Liz. Sheila, tell us what it's like to have a teenager who's a national gymnastics champion and is tipped as a gold medalist in the next Olympics. How do you feel as a family when she's competing at such a high level?
Well, the three of us all react differently. I feel apprehensive for her and find it hard to cover that up, so I chatter on a lot, which rather gives the game away. My husband Bob, on the other hand, is quietly confident that she'll do well. And Liz herself never wastes any time worrying before a competition.
You must be very happy with Liz's achievements.
Well, of course. I'm delighted she's got such a good trainer, Natalie, who can encourage her along in a way I can't. It's a tough timetable for a 19-year-old. And it's nice that Liz is still young enough to be based at home Monday to Friday. Though realistically, there's hardly any opportunity for us to do things together. We've also had a lot of pleasure from her sport and followed her around Europe for competitions. It's up to us whether we go, and we have to pay our own way, but we want to be there for her.
Was Liz interested in gymnastics when she was little?
As a tiny child, she was forever hanging off the sofa upside down. She was walking at 8 months and hasn't stopped moving since. When she was about 7 years old, we looked at different physical activities for her. We let her try riding lessons, which she didn't really take to. She had fun playing tennis. Then we tried her with ballet, which she loved, but didn't seem to be naturally suited to. Gymnastics was the solution, which we discovered a year later.
Does Liz lead a fairly normal life, apart from her training schedule?
Oh, yes. She socialises a lot with team members or other competitors. She used to be shy and quiet, but she's got over that. The training's pretty stressful, though, and she has to really force herself to switch off afterwards. You'd think it'd be simple for someone like her to stay in good physical condition, but you should see how hard she has to work at it.
Other sacrifices you've had to make to help Liz?
Since she was 15, she's had training sessions 5 evenings a week. And someone has to drive her 50 kilometres there and back and spend 4 hours waiting for her. Bob can't take the time off work, so it has to be me in the family car. I've been able to negotiate a part-time contract with my boss. Originally, I was a keen hockey player, but I decided Liz had more of a sporting future than I did. I haven't played since. I've put my own career and interests on hold, but I don't regret it.
Gymnastics is a short career, isn't it? Have you and Liz got plans for her long-term future?
It'll all be over by the time she's 21. There are any number of avenues to explore. She helps out at a home for disabled kids just around the corner when she can, and she wants to keep that up. But most likely she'll go to college and get a qualification so she can coach other youngsters starting out in gymnastics. Unless she goes for something completely different and opts for a job in the media, say. At the moment, I can't see her turning her back on her chosen sport.
What do you think is the secret of Liz's success?
She's bright. And takes things in well. But, having said that, she could never have succeeded in getting to this level if she weren't so determined and didn't make so many demands on herself. I've seen other girls far more talented than her drop out because they couldn't deal with it.
Thank you, Sheila McLennan, and good luck to Liz in her next competition.
Now you'll hear part four again.
Sheila McLennan is here with me today to talk about her daughter Liz. Sheila, tell us what it's like to have a teenager who's a national gymnastics champion and is tipped as a gold medalist in the next Olympics. How do you feel as a family when she's competing at such a high level?
Well, the three of us all react differently. I feel apprehensive for her and find it hard to cover that up, so I chatter on a lot, which rather gives the game away. My husband Bob, on the other hand, is quietly confident that she'll do well. And Liz herself never wastes any time worrying before a competition.
You must be very happy with Liz's achievements.
Well, of course. I'm delighted she's got such a good trainer, Natalie, who can encourage her along in a way I can't. It's a tough timetable for a 19-year-old. And it's nice that Liz is still young enough to be based at home Monday to Friday. Though realistically, there's hardly any opportunity for us to do things together. We've also had a lot of pleasure from her sport and followed her around Europe for competitions. It's up to us whether we go, and we have to pay our own way, but we want to be there for her.
Was Liz interested in gymnastics when she was little?
As a tiny child, she was forever hanging off the sofa upside down. She was walking at 8 months and hasn't stopped moving since. When she was about 7 years old, we looked at different physical activities for her. We let her try riding lessons, which she didn't really take to. She had fun playing tennis. Then we tried her with ballet, which she loved, but didn't seem to be naturally suited to. Gymnastics was the solution, which we discovered a year later.
Mm. Does Liz lead a fairly normal life, apart from her training schedule?
Oh, yes. She socialises a lot with team members or other competitors. She used to be shy and quiet, but she's got over that. The training's pretty stressful, though, and she has to really force herself to switch off afterwards. You'd think it'd be simple for someone like her to stay in good physical condition, but you should see how hard she has to work at it.
Mm. Other sacrifices you've had to make to help Liz?
Since she was 15, she's had training sessions 5 evenings a week. And someone has to drive her 50 kilometres there and back and spend 4 hours waiting for her.
Mm.
Bob can't take the time off work, so it has to be me in the family car. I've been able to negotiate a part-time contract with my boss. Originally, I was a keen hockey player, but I decided Liz had more of a sporting future than I did. I haven't played since. I've put my own career and interests on hold, but I don't regret it.
Gymnastics is a short career, isn't it? Have you and Liz got plans for her long-term future?
It'll all be over by the time she's 21. There are any number of avenues to explore. She helps out at a home for disabled kids just around the corner when she can, and she wants to keep that up. But most likely she'll go to college and get a qualification so she can coach other youngsters starting out in gymnastics. Unless she goes for something completely different and opts for a job in the media, say. At the moment, I can't see her turning her back on her chosen sport.
Hmm. What do you think is the secret of Liz's success?
She's bright. And takes things in well. But, having said that, she could never have succeeded in getting to this level if she weren't so determined and didn't make so many demands on herself. I've seen other girls far more talented than her drop out because they couldn't deal with it.
Mm. Thank you, Sheila McLennan, and good luck to Liz in her next competition.
That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.